Hey y'all, it's Julia Savage, and this is Savage Takes the South. So today, I'm going to be comparing Texas style to Pennsylvania style. And I know we live in the same country, but just because we live in the same country doesn't mean that we still don't have separate styles. I feel like each state has their own trend or their own style that they go by, and in Texas, it's normally something that has to do with t-shirts, big baggy t-shirts. And in Pennsylvania, it's scarves and sweaters and hunter boots. I mean, I'm sure those are popular in Texas too, but the winter season is so small that I feel like everyone just winds up wearing t-shirts all the time anyways. So I thought it was really funny when I first came here because I was hanging out with my friend Sydney and we were going to the mall. I decided to wear a sweater and a scarf with shorts, which is kind of weird to y'all, but I mean, people used to do that all the time in Pennsylvania. And she was like, "Why do you have to look so cute all the time?" And I go, "This is cute. Like, this is not cute. But it's cute compared to, I guess, the clothes that everyone else usually wears, just t-shirts, athletic shorts." And so she goes, "You know people just wear big baggy t-shirts and athletic shorts, right?" And I thought she was trying to trick me so that I didn't look good when I was going to the mall or something, so she didn't feel so weird about wearing athletic shorts and a t-shirt. So I just wore what I had on, and I'm not even kidding, I walked around the entire mall and I did not see one person wearing jean shorts and a sweater and a scarf. Everyone was wearing athletic shorts and big t-shirts. So that was a huge thing that I realized when I first moved here, and I forgot to talk to y'all about that because it was so long ago that I've just kind of like adapted to wearing t-shirts and leggings and shorts after living here for a while, but I just thought that was funny. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Savage Takes the South.